We're starting Masechta Shkolim. Masechta Shkolim is part of Yerushalmi. It's not part of Talmud Bavli. It's Talmud Yerushalmi. Why is Masechta Shkolim after Pesachim? So that already, the Meiri in Hakdamah to Bracha says, because after all, it's Negei to Moed, even though really it's Negei to Kachim. A lot of it's Negei to Kachim and Karbonis. That's what you do with the Shkolim. You buy Karbonis Tzibur. But you buy Karbonis for the Moedim. So it's in Moed. It's after Pesach, because it's the man of Pesach. It's right before Adam, Ashmir Nalash Kolim. It's in order to buy the Kabbalah's Nissen. So it's Negeah to Karim Pesach, that's why it's after Pesachim. That's at least the Meiri puts a connection over there. But why did Rameh Shapira put it into the cycle of Talmud Bavli, of Shas Bavli? He didn't put in all the other Mesechtas, the Dmai, Yushalmi, Kilayim, and Trumas, and Maisas, Maisasheni. But these are all Zroyim. Maybe, I don't know why. But maybe because starting putting those in, it will be a cycle of 10 years, Daf Yomi. 15 years, who knows how long. Mashenkin over here, it was one Masechta that's missing from Moed that Yerushalmi has and Bavli doesn't, so he put in Shkolim. Maybe that's the reason. But upon him, it became part of the cycle. Chaim Kanievsky told someone, you want to make a Siyam HaShas? It's only with Shkolim. Without Shkolim, it's Nishge Endik Shas. Even though it's Yerushalmi. Zog the Mishnah. Now, there are numerous perushim on the Yerushalmi. It's a different lashon to Yerushalmi. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll get used to it. The Karban Eida, and there's the Rivavan, and the Mishnah Zalio, Takne Charetin. All of them are used somewhat, but the main period that's somewhat in Pshat is the Takne Charetin. Takne Charetin is from the Talmud of the Goin, Rabbi Yisrael from Shklov, the Pasa Shulchan. He wrote a period Takne Charetin and Mishnah Zalio. But Takne Charetin is the Pshat that's used many times for in Pshat. No, he lived from the Talmid Hagro. He came to Tzvas 200 years ago. Zok the Mishnah. Be'echod Zok the Mishnah. Be'echod be'ador mashmien al hashkolim. Be'echod be'ador. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mashmien al hashkolim. There's a mitzvah, the Raisa, to give. It's Manu Beis HaMikdosh, a machtza shekel. A machtza shekel was given for the Kabbonis Tzibur, and it was done on Echad Ba'adar in order to mashmiya, let people know, give them a 30-day warning. Why 30 days? So different perushim. Some say because the Riva Vanovia says, because Shloishim Yom Kodem HaChag, Yedarshin. So it takes, we need a 30-day time span to have a pre-warning. You know, you get a bill in the mail. You get it too early, you're not going to pay it. You procrastinate. 30 days, that's enough time. They wanted Rosh Chodesh Nissen to have a new lishka of the Shkolim Chadoshim. They bought the Korbanos Tzibur from every year from a new pot, from a new lishka. So Be'echad Ba'adar de Mashpin, in order for Rosh Chodesh Nissen to take the Truma Chadoshah. That's one pshat, why they did it Echad Ba'adar. Others say, because the Shluchei Bezdin went out to be Mashmiya. The furthest point from Yerushalayim till Nahar Pros is 15 days, based on the Gemara Tainis, Daf Yud. So 15 days going, 15 days coming back. So you give them 30 days. So that's a cheshbon of 30 days. A cheshbon pasha to travel all throughout Eitz Yisrael. So be'echad ba'adar mashmien al hashkolim. That's what they did first. And then when they were mashmien al hashkolim, they will also let people know about kilayim, v'ala kilayim. Now the Taklin Charetin says that kilayim means she'ya'aku ha'kilayim, to uproot it. Ad shlo yishayin roiv al beiso. Because this is a shear that is not considered kilayim, 2 minim. Geffen, in the soda, yerokas. So in order to uproot the amount that your oiker from one of the minim, that it should not be remain a roiv al beiso, that's what they told them to do. And they went around telling people to do this. Now, the truth is, in Machlokes Rishonim, the Rosh brings, b'shem derived, that once it's planted, it's enough to be oiker until it's nismayit from the shear. However, there's a sheet that he brings, B'Shem Raboisov, that once it's planted, you have to uproot everything. When is the shear relevant? While you're being Zoreya. While you're being Zoreya, B'Shazriya, you can be Mamayit. But once it's already planted, so then it's not Bokhli even Be'elef. Then you have to uproot everything. The Shulchan Aruch, L'mais, and Yehudei, Reish Tzad Yizayin, Paskins, like this first Tzad, the Yemekel, that even when it's planted already, like the Ravid, that you can uproot to minimize from the shear. So again, they were mashmi ala shkolim, bring shkolim. They made sure people to uproot private fields, v'ala kilayim. Uvechamish also boy. Now on the 15th of Adar, kogin is ha-megillah b'krochim. You read the Megillah in the krochim. Krochim means mukofim choyma, mizman yeshu benun. On the 14th, you read in other cities, in Prozim. Now, Why is the Mishnah telling us Megillah and 15th? It's not telling us Megillah and 15th, because it's not telling us the Megillah and 14th. It's not coming to tell us Hilchos Megillah. That's Masechet Megillah. It's telling us on the 15th they happen to be doing other things too. Once they're doing those other things, we're letting us know, by the way, that's when you read the 15th, you also read in the Krochim. But it's not coming to tell me Hilchos Megillah, because that's not Masechet Megillah, and it's only telling us about the Krochim. Yes, it's Yerushalmi, and Yerushalayim is Mukav Chaimah, but that's not why it's telling me only Krochim. It's Pasha telling me on the 15th they were massacring the Drachim and the Rechavis, and they also read the Megillah. Now, Zok the Mishnah, the Chamish also by Koyanus HaMegillah B'Krochim, who massacring the Drachim, they're massacring the Drachim. After all, it's after the winter. A lot of the roads got ruined, and if the roads got ruined, you're massacring the Drachim. It was Neskalko Machmas the Mayim, Zok the Ivan, it was Neskalko. And after all, why do you have to have good roads? Number one, you need it for the people that have to go into Ohri Miklot, Tochim Cha Derech. Another reason is for Oil of Golem Poshet. It's the Yontif season coming up. So you need to have the Oil of Golem to have the roads fixed. That's one thing. That's Tochim Rabim. Ves Archoivis and the streets and the roads. Ves Mikvas Hamayim. After all, the Mikvas Hamayim. What happened to the Mikvas Hamayim? You have to clean them out from the tit. You have to make sure there's enough water in there. If it's next from, if it's lacking from the shear of the Mikvah. Abayim so, you have to be misakin the mikvois. The oisin called tzorchei rabim. You do all the tzorchei rabim. These are all tzorchei rabim. Umetzainim es akvoris. You have to metzain the kvoris because you want to make sure that it's marked off with sid, so it's clearly defined. The kahanim know to not to go and hover over the kaver, not to be mile over it. And why explains the takancharetim? Because in the moisak shomim, the sid that was there, the markers, the paint, got all melted. It got ruined. It's not there anymore because of the rain. So you have to go and be mitzayin again. This is after the rain season. It's Tezvav Adar. Now, the chiddush is that even though it's Tezvav Adar and it's Purim in Krochim, you're allowed to do these melachas because Purim is in May Mishnah v'Simcha and not as man of Issa Melacha. You might not see Simon Bracha, but there's no Issa Melacha. So that's the taka what we're telling us. The chiddush over here, that it's taka muta, there is no Issa Melacha. Beznes should send shluchim. The Meir Moed Kotten says Beznes should send shluchim. Punkt on Purim. Yes, no isa malacha. Yeah, that's the only time you can tell them to go fix the roads. So Blazer Moshe Horowitz says the chiddush is because of tzorchei rabim. Tzorchei rabim. It's important even on Purim, or because maybe the shluchim Beznes of the Meiri were from Prozim. They weren't from Krochim. For them, it's a Purim. It's Shushan Purim. So Melo for them was Taka. They were able to do these malachas. They sent them out.
But that means they went out on the 15th
and they were mitzayin the drachim and they were mitzayin the kvaris and they fixed the roads. Could be 15th until, but it also started on the 15th. That means the close shluchei bezdin to the places that needed work on the roads, they did it on the 15th. In fact, Iri vos epes. Yes, there's no isa malacha. But why would you tell them to do it on Purim? So either he says they're prozim. Or like Leblazer Moshe Horowitz says, because we see the Tzorchei Rabim is shiny. Now, this is Taka, we Taka bring, like you're saying, the Machtza Shekel on Purim, on Tainis Esther, Zecha for this Machtza Shekel that was given. Now, there's a fascinating Ramban in Shmois, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Kisiso, on the Machtza Shekel, he says that he came to Akoi, when he himself came to Yitzol, it makes a whole cheshbon of what it was, the machtza shekel. But it's not the pshat that was a coin that they split into the two and get changed for half. They created a coin, a matbeah, machtza shekel. Usually a shekel is a shekel, not a machtza shekel. Today we know you can have quarter coins also. But that was the chiddush Ramban says, that they made it easy, they made a matbeah called machtza shekel. Ukshalisi, when I went to Yisrael, the Ramban says himself, I came to Akoi, and I saw a matbeah of a machtzis, that was the measurement of a machtzis, the weight that he has, all the cheshbonos, and it was stamped machtzis, even though it's a shekel. Even though it's one coin, I mean. Usually you would say a coin is one, and then a half, you have to get change. But here, it was a machtzis shekel. He said he found it, he describes it.
He said there's a
picture of a mat of aron and shkedim, he describes the coin. Ramban and Shmois. Zog the Gemara. Now the Mishnah finishes off. After they do all these tzrochim, these are all tzrochim rabim. Drochim, rechoyves, mikros amayim, oizkot tzrochim rabim, umitzanis akvoris, v'yoytzin af alakalayim. What does it mean, yoytzin af alakalayim? We said in Echad Ba'adr, de mashmiya an shkolim en kalayim, Now, that was the warning, pre-warning for Kelayim. Now they go around the second time, and they yoitzin af al Kelayim. That means they go out and they see if you didn't uproot what you're supposed to, they uprooted themselves. They take the law into their... They tell them, you have to do it. That lock is, you have to remove it. It's Kelayim, it's Issa. So they remove it themselves if after the warning. Now, the Chiddush and the Lashon Af, the Mefarshim explain, is because Be'etzim, it's a Chiddush. All these things are Tzarech Rabim. This is already a private thing. What's happening in a person's backyard, it's his issue. But no, Bezin fills in Achrayis. Not just once, twice. First, they mashmiel on Echad Ba'adar, and on Tezva Ba'adar, they come back again, and they say, you didn't remove it, we'll remove it ourselves. That's how the Rosh learns the Lashon Af. Af means, besides Adarishan, we're going to remove it ourselves now on Tezva Ba'adar. The Rashi says the Lashon of Af is, even though it's not a Takonas Rabim, it's for a Yochid, that's Af. And the Menachem Meshev says the Lashon of Af Achema. Bezin, so to speak, is angry about it. Zok di Gemara v'loma be'echot be'ador. Why was this done on Echot be'ador? K'dei she'vi yishol le'shiklein bo'oi noson. So in order they should be able to bring the shkolim bo'oi noson. Bo'oi noson means in its time. Its time is what? On Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'titrom trumas ha'lishka min ha'chadosha bizmano. So you should be able to take truma from the lishka, from the chadosha bizmano, meaning on Chodesh Nissan, the Echot be'nissan. Umar Reb Shmuel. Umar means Omar in Loshon Yerushalmi. Omar Reb Shmuel, meaning Omar Reb Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok. Trumas halishko ketchiloso. It's like the original truma that was given. Bizman Moshe. Why? It tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk. Vayi b'chodesh rishon, b'shon ha'shenis, b'echad l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkon. So it says over there, it was b'chodesh rishon, which is Nissan. We start counting from Nissan. B'shon ha'sheni, the second year from Yitzchak Mitzrayim, hukam ha'mishkon. V'toni Allah, and we learn from there, b'yoyim shukam ha'mishkon, the day of that comes ha'mishkon, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is today, tonight. Unbelievable, we're learning shkolim, mamash from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'toni Allah, b'yoyim shukam ha'mishkon, boy b'yoyim nitkam ha'truma. That's when they gave the yearly truma, it started then, the first year. That's when they gave the truma chadosho. So likewise, we're learning out, a limud midrabonon, that just like it was then, this didn't have community, it was Rabban on the Raisa, we'll see in the drushes. But over here it's mashma, that just like Ketchilosa was done on Nitma Tuma, on Shkodish Nissen, B'yom Shukma Mishkan, Tuma Chadosha, the yearly tax, so to speak, to in order to participate in the gift for the Kobanas Tibur, and other needs, so too, we're learning over here, that it should be done on Shkodish Adi Da Achroza, in order that it should be given on Ketchilosa, meaning on Shkodish Nissen. That's when they gave it. No. The Achroza, in this Zman HaMikdash, it was Yom Shukam HaMishkan. It was that day. The census, and it was given that day in this Zman HaMoshe Rabbeinu, of course. But today, it's in this Zman HaMikdash, it's Be'echot Ba'adar, Mashmin Alash Kolim, and you have time and month time. You can give it up until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. After that, it's a whole different story. But you give it until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You can give it earlier too. But in Zman HaMoshe Rabbeinu, it was Yom Shukam HaMishkan. It was Nitrimah, the Torah says. Correct. There was a census. They walked in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. They gave him Machzah Shekel. Can't call you so. Reb Tevi. Now the Gemara gives another reason. Reb Tevi. Reb Yeshia. B'shem Kahana. Which is another way in Babel you would say. Omer Reb Tevi. Omer Reb Yeshia. Omer Reb Kahana. So Losh Yerushalmi is. Reb Tevi. Reb Yeshia. B'shem Kahana. He says as follows. Ne'mar Kahan. Chotshei. This pasuk is. Zois oilas chodesh bechotshoi lechotshi hashana in Bamidbar chavches, which is talking about the korbanos. It says lechotshi hashana. That's nemekan. V'nema lahalon, and it says in Shmoyis Yudbeis hachodesh zam lechem roish chadoshim rishnu lechotshi hashana. Both say chotshi chotshi. It's a gzeres shava. What do we learn one from another? Nemekan chotshi v'nema lahalon chotshi by the korbanos and by the rishnu lechotshi hashana. Ma chotshi shenema lahalon ein moinin elamin nisan. We know Rishon L'Chotshi Hashana, it starts in Nissan, it's the first month. First month is not Tishrei, first month is Nissan. So, Av Chotshi Shenema Kan, Ein Moinin Elam in Nissan. So, Memela, we learn out. What do we learn out? We're learning out that the minion is from Nissan. Now, this is not exactly, Gemara's going to ask, this is not exactly telling me clearly that the Truma is given on Nissan. But we're learning out Chotshi Chotshi. But what does come out, there's enough community between the first two Terutzim. The Terutz of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok, that learns out Ketchiloso, that just like over there it was Nissan, Hukam HaMishkan, over here also, Nitrimo, it's going to be Nissan. So according to this, it's a Rabbonin Dekedin. You learn out one from another, Ketchiloso. Mashengen, according to the Terutz of Rav Tevi, Rav Yeshi, B'Shem Rav Kahana, It's a deraisa because in it because there's shava choche choche. Just like over there, it's choche and it's over here also. The Gemara is going to discuss why. Where do we see in choche? It's once a year, maybe it's every month. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. So kaponim, these are the two terutzim. Meanwhile, Omer Reb Yoina, Shovak Reb Tevi Roisha. That means Shovak means he left. Reb Tevi left and ignored the Reisha of the Masnisa. For Omer Seifa, and he says the ends. The real raya is from the Reisha, not from the Seifa. Why? Dal Kain Kahad the Tony, or the gears of the Goin is not Dal Kain Kahad the Tony, but rather he says Loi Kain Tony. Isn't this what it says in the Reisha? And this is the Reisha. Zois oilas chodesh bechotchoi. Zois oilas chodesh bechotchoi. Not the second part of Chotchei Hashanah. But Zois oilas chodesh bechotchoi. You would think, what you're asking, Yochai yeitogim bechol chodesh bechodesh, maybe you should do every single month a truma? Talmud Loimar, bechotchoi lechotchei Hashanah. Bechotchoi lechotchei Hashanah. Bechodesh echad hu toigim lechol chotchei Hashanah. You give 1 month for the whole year. Now, it just says 1 month, but maybe you can pick any month. Who says it's Nissan? Yochab eze chodesh yitzah, ne'ma kan choche, ve'ne'ma lalun choche. And this is the sefer that he started from. But the ikav art is the reisha. Ne'ma kan choche, ve'ne'ma lalun choche, ma choche, ne'ma lalun, ein moin elam minissan, av choche, ne'ma kan, ein moin elam minissan. And that's the ikav limud that Rabbi Yoina says that Rabbi Tevi should have mentioned why it's from Nissan. So Kaponim, these are the two terutzim. Reb Shmuel's teretz is that it's a drabonon deke din kitchilosa, and Rabbi Oishia's din is that it's a deraisa deke din exershove of choche choche. Now it's going on the karbonas that pasuk, but these karbonas were bought from the tumas halishka that were collected once a year. Continues the Gemara by the two dots. Ma'u mashmien. What is loshen mashmien? It starts so be'echad ba'odem mashmien alashkolim. What's loshen mashmien? Rav Huna Omar machizin. It's a loshen achroza. Heich ma the at Omar, just like we find a posik, there's a posik in Divrei Hayomim. Vayitnu koil biYehudi biYerushalayim lahavel Hashem masis Moshe eved alekim al Yisrael baMidbar. That's a lashon of the posik. Vayitnu koil biYehudi. It's a lashon achraza. Koil biYehudi. Zogma tamen taninon. We learned this is in Megillah Davova Mebeis. It's Yerushalmi also in Megillah over here. Tamen taninon. Ain ben Adarisha la Adesheni. There's no difference between Adarisha, meaning Purim of Adarisha when there's a leap year, and Adesheni. What's the difference? Ela Mikra Megillah Matonis Avyoinim. Meaning Mikra Megillah Matonis Avyoinim is done Adesheni and not an Adarisha. Reb Simon b'Shem Reb Shua ben Levi says Af Shimu Ashkolim v'Kilayim b'Neim. This din of the Mishnah over here, Echad ba'Adam Hashmin al Ashkolim v'Al Kilayim, is another difference, because when do you do the Hashmo Ashkolim? You don't do it. It's on Adarishan, because what happens when you get a bill 2 months in advance when it's due?
It's going to go back.
It's never going to be paid because you procrastinate. You have 60 days. So it's Dafka Adesheni. So that's another Ein Bein. Not just Ein Bein, Adarishan, Adesheni, Mikra Megillah Matonis Avyoinim, but Ebshua Ben Levi says, Ebshua Ben Levi, also Shimu Ishkolim and Kilayim, meaning that Be'echad Ba'adam Hashmin Al Ishkolim Va'Kilayim. It's Adesheni and not Adarishan. Ebshua Ben Levi, Av Shimu Ishkolim V'Kilayim, Be'nehem. That's another difference between them. Now, Chaim Kanievsky, he had a beer that he's, when he learned Yerushalmi, Chavrusa wrote down his beer. It's based a lot on the Taklan Karatan. But in his beer, he says that usually we know Ein Bein. Ein Bein is mashma, that this is it. Ein Bein is not a ton of a shir. There's no ton of a shir. Ein Bein is very specific. So Vosap is over here, we're being marred by more things. So he says, very geschmack. He says, the Ein Bein over there is on Purim itself. On Purim, on Yudala, the Ein Bein between Adarishan and Adesheni is Mikra Megillah Matanis Avyoinim. But not Legabe Purim itself. Legabe Rosh Chodesh Adar, there's another Ein Bein between Adarishan and Adesheni. That's not Nichol the Ein Bein. That's not ton of it. That's not the steerer to the, that is no ton of Ishir. That's not a dinner ton of Ishir. That's not on Purim. That takan is another difference. That's not a steerer to the Lashon of Ein Bein. The difference is that Shimu Ashkolim in Kalayim is Adesheni, not Adarishan.
So what is Adarishan? What is Adarishan? The roads and the other stuff on Adarishan?
No, it's also Adesheni. Yeah. Oh, it's Adesheni.
Everything's Adesheni.
You're asking, why does it say only these two? I mean, the truth is, you're right, because it really depends on the season, right? We only can do this after the rain season. That's all Vart. If you ma'abed the shonim for Aviv to be later, we see it. It takes time for Aviv to start. You can only start doing a power washing outside when it's spring. You're not going to do it in the winter. You're wasting your time. So you have to taka maybe wait to that zman. But here it says taka shimu hashkolim and kilayim. Now here taka because when you get a warning, you can't say too early. People are going to ignore it. The other things are taka not warnings. The other things are tikunim. So maybe taka is adarishan. I'm a supik. Let me look at the mafarshim. But you're warning good. What is it's mashmois is mashma only these two. Zokti gemara. Now the gemara explains. Reb Chelbe v'Rav Huna Rav b'shem Reb Chia Rabbe Hakol Yoytzin b'Yudalet Shuz Manki Yoso. Some take this out. All Yoytzer on Yudalet on Megillah. Now the gemara continues. Omer Reb Yosi v'Yeus. V'Yeus means this is correct that we said that it's Dafkan Adesheni the Hashma Ashkolim and the Kilayim. Why? Klum Omru Mashmin Alashkolim Loi Kadesh Yavi Yisrael Eshiklein Bar Noson. The whole purpose of Dachroza is that they should bring it Bar Noson, which is Chodesh Nissan. Imat Omer Ba'ad Rishon At Kedoin Is Beshata Shitin Yomin. If you're going to say it Ad Rishon, you have 60 days. Nobody is taking care of a bill when they get it 60 days early. Klum Omru Yoitzin Afal Kalayim Loi Kadesh Yu Hatzmochim Nikorin. It's only when it's nikar, it has to first grow in. Too early, it didn't take root yet. So what are you telling people about kilayim? There's nothing to warn yet. Im oima ad ba'ad rishon, ad kedoin ein on dekikin. Ein on dekikin means it's not nikar. Dekikin means it's not nikar. So mele it's muchach, that it's adesheni, and that's what he's bringing a riot to. Yeus omar, that it's adesheni, not ad rishon, in order for it to be nikar.
Ad kedoin
means until then. Meaning, im at oime ba'ad rishon at kedoin it b'shata shitin yoimin. If you're going to say it in ad rishon, this achraza of the shkolim, so at kedoin you still have left over 60 days if you start from ad rishon all the way to nissan. And likewise, im oime at kedoin, if you're going to say it in ad rishon, so at if im oime ad rishon legabe the din of kilayim, im oime at ba'ad rishon at kedoin inun dekikin, meaning at kedoin, until then, if you can start so early, so at kedoin, adan inon de kikin, meaning they're still very small, the growth did not take root yet, so mamela, it's not going to be nicker, inon de kikin, if you start so early, at kedoin, if you start from then, so inon de kikin, it's not going to be nicker. So that's the memra of Rabbi Yossi, Yeus. Yeus meaning it's correct, that you're not mashmi on shkolim, you're not machiz on kilayim, by other rishon, but rather you wait till other sheni. Tazok the taklin charetin hashma shkolim v'kalayim binayu she'ena noyik ela b'sheni dafka v'meishmiu b'rishon choizun mashmiu b'sheni. Not just you're supposed to do it b'sheni, not rishon. If you did it b'rishon, it doesn't help. Choizun mashmiu b'sheni. You have to do it again. Zok the taklin charetin. What's the taichin yeus? Yeus nochein kein benoit stoivchot doivrois mitagmin yeus. Meaning the taich of correct. In the Targum says Yeus, Loshen Yeus means Nochen. In the next Dibur Maschil, the Taklin Chartin says, Is Bishat Samach Yoimin, Ma'adav Aleph Ad Nissen, it's 60 days. V'i Amrit Lahakim Kolkach, if you're going to be Machiz Adarishan, Chashinon, Shemi Yisru, Shiesh Lefneim, Oit Shos Habe, people will procrastinate. I have so much time left. V'toichkach, Yivshu, V'loiviyu Bizmanom. And Zokta Taklin Charetin v'Ashkona, and we find Bekamet Duchte, we find in other places Shechoshu Chachomim Letzamtzem Bizmanom Shalay Yakdim V'Shalay Acher. They chose to be Metzamtzem Bizman in order not to miss this man. So he'd rather go earlier, be Metzamtzem Bizman in order not to be Makdim or Mimacher. We also we'd rather wait till Adesheni Metzamtzem Bizman of Dachroza like this. They won't be Ma'acher because they won't procrastinate. Now could be. There's a connection now to Masechta Pesachim. The last Mishnah in Pesachim we had, Machlokes Blazman and Zayin or Bakiva, until when could you eat the Korban Pesach? Is it till Chatzos? Is it till Alois? Now the Rashbam said that even a Bakiva that says it's till Alois, he agrees, Lahachim Adam and Aveira, we're Mitzamtzim this man until Chatzos, because otherwise you might come to bring it to the Noiser. And Dr. Rashbam, that some we see that we rather be Mitzamtzim this man of Dachila, then be worried that maybe you'll come to the noiser and you have more zman, you'll be ma'acher. Mamash, what we're saying over here. Meaning this yesoid, we find such a precedent, mamash, in the end of Psochim, that to be mitzamtzim the zman, even though the zman achila now is going to be less, versus the chashash of coming lidei noisa. When mitzamtzim the zman of the achrozo, we rather only start from adi sheni in order that people should not procrastinate and not bring it by nissen. Another connection between shkolim following psochim. The mefarshim say because lemaisa the machtsa shekel is samach lepesach. Here we find another connection. A connection in the first Omid in Mesech the Shkolim to the last Sugi in Mesech the Psochim. Zog the Gemara weiter, Reb Chizkiya Shol. Reb Chizkiya, now Shol doesn't mean he asked, but he posed what he held. Zog the Taklin Charetin. He is said in the Loshon of the Yerushalmi. Reb Chizkiya Shol. Kloima Shol etz b'nei b'es ha-medrash im yaskimu al shitose ha-nechoyne be'enov. V'cheinu Sugi sa Yerushalmi. V'chol mokoyim. V'koma Shol enu loshon she'ela v'yiboy. It's not a question. It was clear that that's what it, you're supposed to, that's the din is like that. That's the Lashon Shol. So what was Reb Chizkiya Shol? What did he say? Me'ato, meaning, if you're telling me that you're machris a month before, in order that there should be time to bring it by Nosan Chaz Nisan, so Bnei Bovel, that live further away from Yishalayim, Mashmi and Alash Kolim, Mi Roishoy Shel Choyrev. They should be mashmi and shkolim all the way in the beginning of the winter because they need time for achrosa. You can't just do it in Adar and Shchodesh Adar because 1 month is not enough time. We brought Taka before that 1 month was a cheshbon of the shluchei bezdin. They go from Yishlaim all the way to Paras, 15 days back and forth. But Lamaisa, the whole of Bovel to reach is much further. So they have to be machris all the way from the beginning of Chayiv in order to ensure that the shkolim are Taka brought by Chodesh Nissen. Meaning, isn't this the reason? The reason why we make achroza is that it should bring it by nosam. It should take place between Machadosh and Chodesh Nissen. So if that's the case, so Bnei Bovel that live further away, the achroza should be, he's not asking a question, he's saying the achroza should be before Adar, in order to have enough time that it should come by Nissen. On that, the Gemara says, Hesiv Rav Ula Koymer Ramoni. So Rav Ula asked on this Yisoid of Chizkiya in front of Ramona. That what? V'taninon. After all, we learned in the Mishnah later on Dav Zayinam at Beis. B'shloisha prokim b'shona toim nitzalishka. There are three times that you turn the lishka, that you emptied out the pot, the lishka, the room with all the donations that were given. When are the three times? Befroi sa Pesach, meaning before Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Befrois, meaning Chodesh Nissen, Befrois HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, uBefrois HaChag, and 15 days on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, meaning Rosh Hashanah time, Befrois HaChag, at that time, before Sukkos. V'omalei loy neimer, meaning, and Rav Ula told Ramona, loy neimer, meaning, isn't the pshat, why did they make three different times that they made these collections, so to speak, from the Lishka. The reason is Ilan de Kraven, those that live close to Yerushalayim, so maybe they can bring their Shkolim until Shchodesh Nissen, so before Yisra Pesach. So over there, the Truma takes place before Yisra Pesach, it takes place before Pesach, meaning Shchodesh Nissen. Ilan de Rechoykin, those that live further away, that cannot reach until Shchodesh Nissen, so before Yisra Tzeres. So Enoch Rami, it seems to imply that the achroza was not earlier, but the money is not going to reach until Atzeres, before it's Atzeres. And not the pshat start in Chayrif, but before it's Atzeres. That's good for Shein the Mishnah. You don't have to be machis. Chizkiya, you said that Bnei Bovel, the Hashmo has to be Miroish Chayrif because it takes time to get to Nissen. Here it says clearly in the Mishnah, there were three times. There was a Freis HaPesach for those that live close, and there was for those that live further. The money is not going to reach until Freis HaTzeres, until when? Until before Shavuos. And those live even further is before Freis HaChag. It only comes till Sukkot. It doesn't make a difference. So why do you have to say that you have to be Machiz Dachroza all the way from the beginning of the Chayrif? No. Let them send their Shkolim for Dachroza for Shchodesh Adar. Those that live closer, it comes before Pesach. Those live further, it comes by Atzeres. And those live even further, it comes before Shavuos. Nothing wrong with the monies coming in throughout the year, all part of the Truma Chadasha. It's constant donations coming in throughout the year. So why would he have to do it all the way from Chayrif? So behind you, we see, not like Chizkiya said. That's the kasha that he asks. On that, the Gemara says, on Amid Beis, on Malay. So he answered him, meaning Ula asked his kasha on Chizkiya, in front of Ramona. So Ramona answered Ula, no. Kula ka'achasibo. Meaning, not like we said now that they collect at the same time and it just comes in later, the donations come in before Shavuos and before Sukkot. No. Kula ka'achasibo, we wanted all to come in before Nissan, like Chizki Taka said. The hachrozet Taka for B'nai Bovel has to be earlier. It has to be all the way in the beginning of the Chayrif, possibly, if you want it to come B'Nissan. So what does it mean over here in the Mishnah that there were three tkufas? It doesn't mean that they submitted it and it came in later. No, it doesn't mean it came in later. Lo'ilam it came in kachas. Kula kachas ibo. So what does it mean? Three different prokim. V'loma omu b'shloisha prokim. K'dei lasis pumbi ladover. It's just to make a piersum, to make a pumbi, to let people know that your monies are being utilized. They made achroza b'zman alila regel, b'zman atzeres, b'zman sukkas, b'zman pesach, that the money over here that you have in the lishka is coming from the donations that came in. When did it come in? Lo'ilam it came in Nissan. Like Chizki said, the achroza is taking the chayr for B'nai Bovel in order to make sure everything comes in by Nissan. The Pumbi was only the three times a year they made this proclamation that this money is being utilized properly. This is all being used for Korban HaTzibur, but not the pshat that it came in before Atzeres and before Sukkos. It came in Nissan. The announcement, the proclamation was made then, so it's a zman of piersum, the last is Pumbi, to make a piersum bedover. Now, the etzem din of the achrozi we're saying for Bovel, so possibly it is talking about in the zman of Bayis Sheni, because if in Bayis Rishon, before the Churban, there was no one in Bovel yet. So what does it mean, Bovel? So maybe it means B'bayis Sheni when they collected for the Trumas HaLishka. And then they were still living in Bovel. There were some that remained in Bovel. So for them, the Achrozza needed earlier time. We'll stop over here, Daf Beis Omid Beis, by the second line, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, towards the top of the Omid.